I know. It's been quite a while since I've spoken with all of you, hasn't it? A lot has happened. A lot is happening. And I can guarantee, without any hint of doubt, that things will continue to happen. But because of my promise, because of my goal, I can say with the same type of confidence that no matter where, no matter how, no matter when, I will always come back to speak with all of you. And because I missed out on my window, I'm not just doing one episode today, I'm doing two. Because, as always, hopefully, one of your favorite podcasters has managed to turn a problem into an opportunity. But rather than me telling you what I'm going to do, let's just jump right into it, shall we? Music, please. Oh, yes. It's been a while since you've all heard that theme, hasn't it? Actually, it's been a year since you've all heard that theme, technically. I mean, if you want to go based on the year and not the amount of days that equal a year, then nonetheless, I have decided that given that this is one of the remaining episodes, well, I have three episodes left before the season is over, but I'm also about to reach episode 100. I decided that what I'm going to do is bring back all the theme music that I had created, the intro music that I created for each remaining episode. So this one was from season 3, and then the next one will be season 2, and then the final episode, episode 100, will be season 1. Not the final episode ever, the final episode of the season. That's crazy, but it all just kind of connects well. And I do have an update about episode 100, but I'll get into that after I get to the second episode that I'm recording. So I am going straight through today. I have my cup of tea. I have my candle lit. The ambiance is there, and which is good because I have to tell you all, I have a lot on my mind. And given how I view life and how things have been happening and how I process everything, it all kind of blended in and meshed well together in order for me to sit here and record with all of you today. But before I jump into that, what is going on, excellent, wonderful, fantastic people of the world? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. It is your boy and hopefully still, one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillist. As I've already said, I know it's been a while since I've spoken with all of you. I sincerely apologize. During that time, I hope you've all been well. Hope you had a great holiday. Hope you've experienced nothing but positive vibes. Amazing people, fantastic energy, good food, and good presents. And also, I do hope that you have a place to go to when the world does the most with this Trials and Tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. It's crazy because as I'm thinking about me saying that to all of you, there have been a lot of intros over the years, but I like this one. I do like this one. I'm going to keep it. It just randomly popped in my head because I was thinking about what I used to say. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. Your boy Chillis is back with good words from me, signed, sealed, and delivered to you. There was a lot of intros, a lot of intros. But before that, I had just jumped into everything. But I'm just feeling super nostalgic. That is like, being nostalgic is a superpower for me at this point, but I like it sometimes. Sometimes it happens to be a crutch too, but I'm going to get into all of that today. So as I stated in the beginning, a lot has happened, but not in a sense that it was something visible. I was going through a lot in my head. Currently, I still am, but I'm saying it now not to have anyone who is listening and who knows me to worry or be concerned. It's just me building in my mind right now. And I know I'm not the only one that does this. So I'm speaking to those who go through it or those who don't realize they go through it. I'm just speaking to the general audience. I'm in this phase where I am looking at the finish line and I feel like my steps are moving slow or I'm not moving at all. So I'm kind of frustrated. And a lot of things are just coming to my mind as it's like I'm sorting through my thoughts. I am sitting here and I'm trying to figure out, why are things still the way they are, or why do they appear that way? I'm just going through my self-therapeutic sessions, which are coming to an end soon, because I am trying to grow forward. That has always been my focus. And because I have so much that I want to get done in the new year, I realize that I need to use the remaining days of this year to set up a blueprint and then execute that blueprint as soon as I hit the ground running. So it's been a weird time for me. I'm not depressed. I think I'm anxious. I think that I have finally hit the point where I see what everyone sees in me and I'm just ready to become that person. But I also know that I'm not the same person I used to be. I've changed a lot. So what I wanted to do with this episode was just explain once again, once more, why it's necessary to focus on this emotion, this feeling, this vibe. Because without it, or without really any of the emotions, sometimes we tend to have tunnel vision when going forward. We're not allowing ourselves to see life as it should be. We're filtering a lot of things out. And I used to think that that was the key to living positively. You see, I was living life based on the definition of the word positive, but I realize now that because I am purposely blocking things out rather than just not being fazed by them, because there's a difference, I'm living life kind of stagnant. Case in point, I'm going to bring up a personal example because I'm going to tie this all into this episode as I normally weave so wonderfully. So about 2 days ago, it was a small issue. It was a recurring issue in my life that at one point I ignored completely. But then I realized I do this all the time. I'm always the bigger person when it comes to this, and I don't want to do that anymore, because me being the bigger person doesn't do anything for me. It just kind of eliminates the situation for the time being until it pops back up again. So I am 29 years old. I'm about to be 30, God willing, next year. I am, by definition, an adult. That being said, there are situations where I am still treated with kid gloves based on my past behavior or based on how I may react. And I'm not living to prove anyone wrong. I only live to prove myself right. But at times it does get frustrating when you don't get recognized as the person you are today. Because in my mind, it's like, if I'm doing all of this work, if you're telling me that you see me as A, B, or C, but you're still treating me as the person that is hearing this advice for the first time, something's wrong and there's a disconnection. And it was a family issue, really. And I'm not bringing this up to throw anyone under the bus. I'm just bringing this up because these are one of the key elements that I myself am working to improve in order for me to move forward, because it affects me mentally. It really does. It's frustrating, and it's not me doing this to myself. It's me. Well, it is, because I'm allowing it, so I guess I have to take that back. But so me, I always have to kind of vocally say that I would appreciate it if I was told certain things. I would appreciate it if my feelings and my thoughts and my concerns were considered, because I am a different person. I have a lot more resources. I have a lot more knowledge in areas that I could help. but I always seem to be what I feel like brushed aside. And I know that's not the case, but it feels like that. See, I have worked hard on myself that I put myself in situations that I know I can handle. But when I get, when it's assumed, when you assume things about me based on what I might do or how I might react, that bothers me because it's like I give so much people a lot of leeway. I give them the benefit of the doubt to the point that if they apologize once about their actions, I literally look at them like a new person. Now, when I say it like that, it does sound like I'm looking for an eye, like the same treatment. That's not the case. It's just, it's weird to know that I go the distance and I'm capable of seeing things in a different perspective than those who continue to have to hear the same thing from me because they're not applying what I'm saying to them, you know? And then it's like when they finally do it, it's out of annoyance. They just be like, all right, fine, we'll do it this way then. I deal with a lot of people wanting me to understand where they're coming from. And it's fine because ultimately I choose to deal with everyone. But once I stop doing that, that's when I'll feel 100% better. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm going to elaborate on it a little more. And this is when I speak to all of you. In order to reach happiness, happiness has to be associated with selfishness, whether a little bit or a lot. Someone told me the other day, it was weird, it was like my words were echoing back to me, that you have to be good for and to yourself before you could be good enough for anybody. And I said, that's so crazy because I just said that not too long ago. And to hear those words back, they weren't even pertaining to me. It was just, we were talking about something and that just came up. Sorry, this is some good tea. So wait, sidebar. So I took my girlfriend's advice, right? She gave me some ginger and I made green tea. I think I did it wrong. And I know she's going to listen to this episode. So what I did was I sliced a piece of ginger and I put it in a cup. Then I put the tea bag and the hot water in, but I'm not tasting the ginger. So I'm probably doing this wrong, but we do learn from our mistakes. I'm sorry, sweetheart. That is my bad. But jumping back into the story, yeah, it was just words that I heard, and it was just so weird because I've been in my head for a lot. There's a lot that I'm just processing, and I hate being such a slow processor because something can happen 4 or 5 days ago, and it's just registering in my head now. And I'm just like, why am I thinking about this now? So then I started thinking about how I am as a person and how I allow so much to happen to me, and ignoring it is my way of avoiding issues because I know myself. But the bigger problem is no one else knows me as well as I thought they did. Every now and then I'd say things and they'd be taken lightly, but then when I start applying what I said into actions, it just seems so foreign. Now, I have a logic, and I talk to one of my aunts about this all the time, that no matter who the person is, friend, family, or stranger, I treat everyone the same way in regards to boundaries. If someone is disturbing my peace, if someone is disturbing my happiness, if someone is disturbing my positive behavior, I remove them from the situation like that. It's not a matter of, oh, okay, but this person has done A, B, or C for you. This person's always there for you. It doesn't matter. If you have boundaries, but you allow specific people to bypass them, it doesn't really feel like boundaries anymore. It just feels like an exclusive club. I feel boundaries should be set no matter if it's blood or if it's someone you knew for a minute or a couple of years or someone you just met. I think boundaries should be applied. It's like I said before a long time ago, after mental health came into the conversation, a lot of us has had to reevaluate a lot and evaluate to the point that some people feel nervous about saying things for the first time because they're like, damn, I feel like I'm saying this too late. I feel like I shouldn't be bringing this up. I'm going to ruin their day. You have to worry about your day being ruined above all. You have to put yourself first. I have to put myself first. There's a lot that I want to do. There's a lot that I have planned. It's just that I kept worrying about how other people would respond. But then something happened recently where I'm just having a conversation and I'm hearing things, and it's like, it didn't, I don't know, it had me, it just made, it put a light bulb in my head. Because it's like, I said something not too long ago that kind of clarified where my mind is and how I'm going. But then when a decision was being made, it just seemed like I was considered, but I was the reason why that decision had to be made, if that makes sense. I'm trying to be vague because the way it happened is not as serious as I'm making it, or I feel like I'm making it. So I just don't want it to be one of those things where words are twisted or misunderstood. But just in general, it's like, okay, say for example, you're saying you're going to the store Monday, and it's only Wednesday the week before. You make the announcement, hey, I'm not going to the store anytime soon. So in the meantime, I'm just chilling. You don't have to worry about me at all. And then someone comes to you and just say, hey, look, I'm going to the store this week. I know you're going, so I figured you'd want to come with me now. It's like, I appreciate that, but I pretty much made it clear that I'm not moving anywhere until Monday. Like, I'm not making any moves until Monday. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to make a decision, do it for what's best for you. Don't, you know, that's a weird example. I wish I can elaborate on it more, but I will on the second episode. But see, look at me now. I'm watching my words. I'm just making sure that I'm not stepping on any toes. But I feel like if I could be honest, not to sound like I'm, well, it doesn't really matter how I sound. It's about me saying this. I do feel like my toes get stepped on a lot, and I'm supposed to just stand there and, you know, have hurt feet. Because of who I am. Even when I set boundaries, it's so funny. Like, I'll have conversations about the boundaries I've set. Last episode, I was speaking about how there were specific situations where I will avoid. Actually, I just said that this episode. In general, I will avoid certain situations because it will interrupt my day. I'm saying that to people who will be like, nah, F that, this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, all right, cool. But aren't you bypassing my boundaries by telling me I should be doing this? If I'm visibly showing how uncomfortable I am when getting into specific situations, shouldn't you allow me to do things when I'm ready? Because if the shoe was on the other foot, I would tell everyone, hey, look, do things when you're ready. I will offer the advice on saying F that. Don't get it twisted. But I also am aware of who I'm talking to. It was Read the Room. So I definitely did bring up that. No, it wasn't Read the Room. Read the Room was the episode I did before the last episode. I'm so out of sync right now. It's crazy in regards to past episodes. So I don't know. Maybe it's because I overanalyze and sometimes I have too much time on my hands. But I genuinely feel like I'm a better listener than I am a speaker, because the point often gets missed so much. I have focused hard on empathy. But I feel like a lot of people like to say things to me because they can. But they don't want me to say certain things because I should know. And once I started getting into my head about that, I'm like, okay, all right, cool. Case in point. When it comes to my relationship with my family members, and this is not me throwing anyone under the bus at all, I get viewed as if I'm a child still. But I have to understand that that's just how a family is. Meanwhile, it feels like I'm not being recognized as someone who has grown and has seen their own fair share of things. They're still giving me kid gloves, but if they really think about the stuff I've gone through and moved past, more than anything, I should be just spoken with this idea that, you know, I'm going to be okay. And even if I'm not going to be okay in that instance, I will grow to be okay. See, my logic is different. I guess I can't relate because on some levels, I'm not someone who has watched someone grow and know them just as well as they know themselves. So I kind of allow leeway, but going forward, it rubs me the wrong way because it's like, how many times will I have to bite my tongue for the sake of getting through the day? I'm not really happy if I don't express myself. I'm just trying to be peaceful. I'm trying to be someone that's like, all right, cool, we won't get into this right now. It gets so bad that I will avoid the same. It's like if I know someone somewhere that I'm going to be at or I am, I will do my best to just lay a low profile. I said it before, I have like a really, really bad temper. And I haven't been angry in a long, long time. I'll yell, but not to the point where I lose it. And I know I can't. I'm focusing and learning on how to balance myself to not go from 0 to 100. And I've said this a lot to a lot of people. And most of the time when they're giving me advice, they're telling me these things as if it's easier said than done to just go there. And I'm just like, why am I being dictated? When I specifically stated that I'm still not capable of saying things without taking it to a level where it doesn't need to go. It's like when you give everyone the details and the recipe and they're still looking at you like, yo, what's up? And that's when I started to dial back a little bit because it's like, all right, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. I'm not looking to give anyone any energy just for them to reciprocate it back to me. If I'm talking to someone and explain to me their traumas, if they explain to me what's going on, if they explain to me what they want to do, how they go about it, if they give me their blueprint about themselves, I consider and think about that every time before I speak with them. But if I do the same thing, because here was my whole issue. A long time ago, during the earlier years of this podcast, I had said to all of you that I have trouble expressing myself. It's very hard, and a lot of people felt like, you know, for someone who wants to give advice to others and help others, you're not allowing us to help you, and that's not fair. So I improved, and I worked on myself to the point that I can express myself so much better. Obviously, it's still harder because it's still hard because I find myself still not doing that. But these days, it's because I went through the process of learning to express myself better. And I still feel like people are viewing me as a person that doesn't express myself. It's like I'm making this progress for what? And that's when I learned that people just wanted to know things just to know things. Certain people, not everyone. And then so much has happened where it's like my character was feeling like it was being taken advantage of that I had to dial back a lot. A lot. Now, there's going to be some confusion when I say that because I also happen to just dial back for myself. So there's a lot of people that I have spoken with that I just stopped. You're not associated with that at all. And I'll be sure to clarify that. I really don't know who listens to the podcast that well. Sometimes I know that people will say they've listened to an episode and then it's like, I don't know if it's the whole thing or if they listen to it at all, but there are those who will come back to me like, yo, I felt what you were saying. I'm like, oh, shoot. So I just say that to clear everything up. My timing, everyone is kind of being affected by my change based on the actions of a few. I'm learning now that in order for me to achieve happiness, I have to express myself. I have to be myself 100% of the time. I'm happy if I can get through the day without any drama, but at the cost of me, oh, I'm starting to taste the ginger. At the cost of me not being able to express myself, it's like, is it really happiness? And I labeled this episode The Art of Happiness because what I want everyone to take away from this is putting yourself first means so much more than just being at 100%. It's about being able to be you unapologetically and still applying the lessons you learn while not sacrificing yourself a bit. You know what I mean? Like I said something the other day to someone where I was like, you know, you could speak to them about this and they were saying they don't want to start an argument. And I'm saying to myself and to them, I don't necessarily mean you have to start an argument. I'm saying express yourself. Don't cut yourself down or short for the sake of getting through the day peacefully, because obviously you're still going to be annoyed and obviously you sound annoyed. So you're not really doing this. I mean, you're doing this for the sake of a good day, But is it a good day if you're not good? You know what I mean? And then I thought about myself. And then I was just like, there is so much going on that I have not really changed. I've just filtered out a little more and deal with it less and less. And it's starting to affect so much because I can feel myself getting ready to get to that point in time where I'm just like, all right, this is what it is. But I don't want to say it in that way. I want to be peaceful. I want to take a deep breath. I want to be able to filter through my thoughts and just say, hey, look, this is exactly what's going on. A lot of this sounds vague. A lot of this sounds crazy, but this feels therapeutic to me. This feels really good. And I want this podcast to really help people out the best way possible. I don't need this to be the go-to podcast, but if this is a podcast that comes up in conversation, that's good enough for me. It's been hard when, in terms of like I said, seeing the finish line and then not moving the way you want to move. In my case, before I even hit the starting line, I have to be different than the person that I am now. Like, I can't be someone who overanalyzes, doubles back, make sure that the path ahead is safe, or just try to predict things. I am trying to move freely and with positivity and for confidence. And right now, after my self-evaluation, I'm only at 30%. See, I could be harsh with myself, and I think that's probably been the problem. And I think that going forward, I have to work on being vocal. If there's anything that any of you feel like you want to speak about pertaining to yourselves that you're nervous about because you're worried about everyone's reaction, you have to get that out your minds. I have to get that out my mind. Sometimes we have to do what's best for us. I tell that to so many people all the time. And everyone always says, well, I can't do this or that. Everyone's so worried about being the bad guy, more than they're worried about the idea that people are okay with them being okay, just okay, while they're great. Like everyone says, you know, most people will tell me, hey, you know, Chillest, or, you know, Ivan, I don't want to ruin this person's day. I don't want to upset anyone. Today's a good day. And it's like, you are not okay. So how is the day good if 99% of the people are good and you're not? Which is funny because I'm like that. Even if I'm not good, as long as everyone else is good, I'm fine. But that's not good. That's just kind of settling. I'm trying to achieve 100% in all aspects. So I have to get out of my comfort zone for so many things, and I'm learning how to do that. I used to be at a lot of people's beck and call because I myself related to that isolated feeling they felt when they couldn't talk to anybody. But now I'm learning I can't process all of that and deal with my own stuff. So I have to push back a little bit, focus on me. It's crazy. I had planned on recording this episode early this week, and I wasn't able to. Last night before I went to sleep. Well, let me elaborate a little bit more. I wasn't able to because I wasn't in the right headspace. I wasn't able to focus on recording and getting things done because I was so much in my head about a lot of things. Last night, I was on YouTube, and I came across a video from a YouTuber that I realized I hadn't even seen pop up in my algorithm for a while, and the video was titled, Sorry. And I'm like, all right, well, let me click on this. And a YouTuber was explaining how they have just been so much in their head and dealing with anxiety, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I'm never one to shy away from having this conversation on the podcast, but isn't that crazy how I came across that video at this point in time? So I decided, you know what? I'm going to jump in and I'm going to record these episodes. I feel like when I'm at my most vulnerable on this podcast, I feel at ease to just jump into things versus finding topics to talk about. These days, the podcast is falling mainly on improv because I'm using my talent as an overthinker or overanalyzer that I can just talk about one thing and elaborate on it, or I could just bring it all back together full circle. happiness is important, but happiness goes both ways. Being happy for someone and being happy for yourself matters. Because in all honesty, in our private moments, time feels different depending on how we're feeling. If we're happy, it may move fast. If we're sad, upset, depressed, it moves freaking slow. If we're anxious, it's not moving fast enough. We need to learn to be great in all aspects of our lives. Not just okay, not just getting there, but, you know, nonetheless, no. I mean, sometimes you have to be at okay and getting there because you have to start making moves for yourself, of course. But don't settle with that feeling. See, a lot of people are going to listen to this episode and tell me, you know, you need to apply this to yourself. And I'm just going to be like, yeah, I said that. I am just thinking about the situations that I've put myself in, the people that I've been dealing with, the people that I've dealt with. I'm thinking about just what would make me happy versus what will hurt everyone else or what may hurt everyone else. If I'm not good, are things good? If you're not good, are things good? And I think 31 minutes is good to stop it. So with that, time for part 2.